are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hello, I am Dr. Dahlia. Apparently people think I'm not very feminine enough, so I need to heighten my voice to sound a little bit more feminine so people realize that I'm a female doctor. You guys don't want to hear that, do you? Really? You want a more feminine voice? Or do you want one that talks like this? No, I'm going to talk the way I talk. If you don't like it, fine, listen somewhere else. This is my voice. I know it's not the most feminine, but tough. Boy, we got a lot of interesting stuff. Pretty, pretty interesting day. We have a woman who dies after starving herself to death. Not on purpose. She thought the sun would feed her. So she tried to just live on sunlight and died. We also have a law in Egypt. I'm sure you guys heard about this one. The farewell intercourse law, which will allow husbands to have sex one last time with their dead wife. Okay? I don't know. Honestly. All right. We also have vitamin D. Could lower blood pressure. Not too shabby. We also have a gentleman who decided to treat himself for his birthday. Now, did he go to Olive Garden? No. He hired a hitman to shoot his wife. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy, very, very busy show. But what makes us the most busy are your medical questions. So please call in. See, that was kind of a nice transition there, right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, take your emails at drdahlia.com. Follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, DrDahliah. And, of course, Facebook. I had to think about that one, too. I listen to other radio hosts all the time. You know what radio hosts I've been listening to? I mean, I listen to everybody at GCN. I love our GCN group. You got Alex Jones and Free Talk Live and Doug Stiffen and Jason Lewis. But I guess there's a song, this show, Rick and Bubba. Guys, hear Rick and Bubba? Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba. Yeah, I don't know why I brought that up. I don't know, they got a cool song, and I need to get a cool, like, Dr. Dahlia. I don't know, it doesn't sound as good as Rick and Bubba. So I gotta get a cooler song, for my show, but I'll work on that. Alright, don't worry, it won't have me sing. Gosh. 1-877-DOC-DALI. No, but anyway, I listen to a lot of people's talk shows. And when they throw out the number in their Twitter and their Facebook and their bra size measurements, I mean, it just sounds repetitive and repetitive and repetitive that it goes too quickly. And I don't want to do that. I want you guys to think that each and every show is very fresh and nice and new, you know. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what happened here? Okay, so a woman starved herself to death after embarking on a spiritual journey, which involved giving up food and water and attempting to exist on nothing but sunlight. She lived in Seattle. No, I'm joking. Okay. That's not that. Not funny. The Swiss woman, who was in her 50s, I guess got the idea after watching the documentary film, quote, "In the beginning there was light." Okay. That's also a quote, I think, from the Bible, which features, I know, oh, my mom hates it when I misquote the Bible. I got to be careful. Well, was it Paul Ryan got in trouble? Did Paul Ryan get in trouble today from a Catholic priest? Right? Because the Catholic priest didn't like the way he was using the Bible and Catholic teachings. Yeah, I got to be careful. Got to be careful. Everybody's listening. Everybody's listening. They say, Dahlia, no. You completely misquoted Leviticus. Okay. All right. So anyway, she was watching the In the Beginning There Was Light, which features an Indian guru who claims to have not eaten anything in 70 years. Oh, wow. The Zurich paper Tagus and Zeiger, yep, that's the way you pronounce it, reported that the unnamed woman decided to follow the radical fast in 2010. Now, apparently, there are many cases of self-starvation in Germany, Britain, and Australia. The prosecutor's office in the Swiss canton of Aargau confirmed that the woman died January 2011 in a town in eastern Switzerland after not having eaten, I believe, they don't say how many days. There was another person in 1999 who did a 21-day fast and then died. And then another woman in an Australian hospital, 21-day fast. Now, I have to say, usually you don't live more than a week or two. So going 21 days, what, you think they cheated? I don't know. What, really, would they cheat? I mean, if you're going to go through all that, what are you going to cheat on? I really think they went 21 days. That's incredible to go 21 days without eating. You're supposed to die within a week or two. You could maybe technically, I've heard 2 weeks. I've heard anywhere between 7 days to 2 weeks. Now, how can you live without eating? Well, your liver makes sugar. It's called gluconeogenesis. And your liver makes sugar. No, I'm not going to describe it. It's too difficult. And boring. Nobody wants to hear biochemistry. They want to hear Dr. Dahlia. Okay? Please don't make me recite the Krebs cycle. Anyway. Yeah, it's called gluconeogenesis. So your liver makes glucose. That's why many of you diabetics get so mad at your blood sugar monitor. Because you go to bed the night before and your blood sugar is 120. So you're like, all right, not too bad. Then you go to bed. Obviously, you don't eat in your sleep. And you wake up and your blood sugar is 140. And you're like, how did this happen? I went to sleep and I didn't eat. Now my blood sugar's up. What? And it's because your liver makes sugar. It'll feed you. All right, but it could only do for so long. Now, in this particular case, how they went for 21 days, some of these people, I don't know. I mean, I crave a ho-ho after 45 minutes. I mean, I don't know how I could sit there out in the sun. Maybe they didn't die of starvation, but she got a melanoma that was, I don't know. Either way, very, very sad case. So for those of you listening, as much as I really dig the whole spirituality thing, and I think a lot of, these gurus are pretty cool, I don't, as a medical doctor, think there's any scientific evidence that the sun will nourish you. Okay? As much as you'd like to believe it. And please, for the love of heaven, don't try it in Portland or in Seattle, because you'll probably be very disappointed that there won't be enough sun. All right, we are taking your calls at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. We got Donovan working the dials. I don't know if Donovan's going to want to hear this story. Woo! Sex with your dead wife. You get 6 hours to do it. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Well, okay. Necrophilia. We're going to spend a little time kind of tap dancing around this subject here. Now, necrophilia means sex with corpses. And, you know, every now and then in the news, the subject surfaces. All right. Not recently in the news. I think there was some news about a year or two ago in Florida where they had to ban sex with animals. But this is sex with corpses, necrophilia, not coprophilia. Coprophilia is sex using feces. Right. Okay. Hemophilia is someone in love with their blood. No. Hemophilia. Okay. Oh, come on. That's funny. Okay. Necrophilia. Trying to give you guys a Latin lesson. Okay. Here we go. Egyptian husbands will soon be legally allowed to have sex with their dead wives, but only for up to 6 hours after their death. So they gotta hurry. This is called the Farewell Intercourse Law. This has just made so many people vomit. It's a controversial new law that is part of, I guess, a slew of measures being introduced by the Islamist-dominated parliament. They will also allow the minimum age of marriage lowered to 14 and the ridding of women's rights of getting education and employment. Now, this is being reported by the Daily Mail. Egypt's National Council for Women is campaigning, of course, against the changes. They don't like it. They disapprove. Dr. Mervat Al-Talawi, head of the NCW, wrote to the Egyptian People's Assembly Speaker, Dr. Saad Al-Katani, addressing her concerns. Okay? I'm sure they're a little upset. I guess the subject of a husband having sex with his dead wife arose back in May 2011 when a Moroccan cleric, Zamzami Abdul Bari, said marriage remains valid even after death. He also said women, look, it's not all one-sided. He said women have the right to have sex with their dead husband. How would that work? How would that work? I mean, I guess if rigor mortis set in, but it doesn't always work that way. All right, so now this has sparked outrage. Women are saying they really don't want to have sex with their dead husbands. Okay, what is going on? Why does this even exist? Well, necrophilia, it's nothing new. Okay, there have been laws, there have been specifications, there have been parameters throughout history. Now, from what I understand, back in the olden days, depending on what the village thought, there was a problem if you died while you were still a virgin. All right, now let me look some of this up because I want to get the exact provinces and what happened. Okay, let's see here. Okay, so we know the practice was present within ancient Egypt. Herodotus, if I pronounce that right, writes in the histories that to discourage intercourse with a corpse, which apparently was something they liked to do back then, ancient Egyptians would leave a deceased beautiful woman to decay 3 to 4 days before giving them to embalmers. All right. This way, the beautiful woman wasn't so beautiful and hopefully less people would want to sleep with them. They say in some societies, the practice was enacted owing to a belief that the soul of an unmarried woman would not find peace. Among the Kachin of Myanmar, versions of a marriage ceremony were held to lay a dead virgin to rest, which would involve somebody having intercourse with the corpse so she wouldn't go to the afterlife as a virgin. All right, in my particular case, no thank you. Similar practices, they said, also existed in some... I'm sorry, this is ridiculous. Similar practices existed in some pre-modern Central European societies when a woman who was engaged to be married died before the wedding. They say acts of necrophilia are reportedly displayed on Moche artifacts of Peru. It was reportedly used as a method to communicate with the dead. Now, what about modern-day necrophilia? Why would somebody want to have sex with a corpse? Now, Rossman and Resnick did some research back in 1989, and they looked at 34 cases of necrophilia. Now, I'm getting some of this information from Wikipedia and some of this information from my medical school notes, which, unfortunately, aren't complete because of all the giggles that would occur when we were talking about this. But apparently, they say individuals reported a desire to have an unresisting or unrejecting partner. 68% who had sex with a corpse said that's why. They don't want anybody saying no, or it hurts, or I don't like that position. Okay? Some of them were just really in love with their romantic partner, and they wanted to reunionize that, and that was 21%. Some just really, really were attracted to corpses, 15%. They just really were sexually attracted to a corpse. These guys need some major help. Some felt comfort or overcoming feelings of isolation. That'd be 15%. And some actually sought self-esteem because they had more power than the corpse. All right, this is a study back in 1989. Okay. Now, apparently there is a 10-tier classification for necrophilia. Did you guys know that? You could divide necrophiliacs into 10 different tiers. You have some that are role players. You have some that are romantic necrophiles. You have just people that fantasize about necrophilia. I guess you have tactile necrophiles. I don't know which one any of you guys fall in. I hope none. Some people have a sexual fetish. We talked about sexual fetishes, I think, a long time ago on this show. We should revisit it. That was a fun one, you know, to find out what people have sex with. So you have the fetishistic necrophiles. You have people having necromultomania. I guess people that just like to do it multiple times. I guess there's opportunistic necrophiles. You got the regular ones. You got the homicidal ones. And then you have the exclusive. Okay, if somebody is an exclusive necrophile, they'll only have sex with corpses. That's it. They're very, very monogamous. Very dedicated. Okay. Now, unfortunately, many necrophiles do have low self-esteem. And that is probably one of the psychiatric obstacles that have to be faced. And many of them, I'm sorry, many people that commit necrophilia do need some sort of intervention, okay? But my recommendation is if a person has poor self-esteem, I would probably address the necrophilia aspect first, just because I think that's a little bit more severe, okay? Now, animals do necrophilia too. Apparently studies, oh my gosh, okay, it looks like one scientist said he heard thumping in his office, and it was a bird that was trying to have sex with a dead mallard. Okay, sorry. All right, don't ask. In the case of the praying mantis, necrophilia is part of their method of reproduction. The larger female will decapitate the male during copulation. Spiders do this too. Spiders will decapitate the women. I'm not sure if it's the black widow, but some of the female spiders will decapitate or eat on their man, on their male partner. However, sometimes they want the male partner to still be alive. And sometimes the male partners live just long enough to have sex twice. Now, all right, let's talk about the legality. All right. Now, apparently in the United Kingdom, it is illegal. In the United States, however, there is no federal legislation barring sex with a corpse. Now, it might have been in the Obamacare law. Sorry. You know, I shouldn't be laughing at my own jokes. Probably because I'm the only one that thinks I'm funny. Okay. I got data. Oh, no. Sorry, Donovan. Oh, no, he's writing my boss. Dahlia's laughing again. Oh, I got to tell you, that affordable health care law? Gosh, I mean, 2,000-plus pages. I mean, you think they could stick a law in there for necrophilia. Okay, but even though there's no federal law against having sex with a corpse, it is a misdemeanor in Hawaii. It's a second-degree felony in Florida. It's a Class C felony in Alabama, and I believe it's a second-degree misdemeanor, fifth-degree felony in Ohio. Minnesota and Nevada do have laws prohibiting sex with corpses. I guess in Texas, it's a Class A misdemeanor. So I guess we're urging everybody to... I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. Now you know why I need a co-host. So somebody could talk to everybody while I'm giggling at this stuff. Oh, my God. You can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up. Okay, so I guess you need to check with your laws. You need to check with your state laws. Okay, we got to switch subjects. Oh, don't go away more. Dr. Dahlia, you're coming right back.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, since I obviously had the giggles in the previous segment when we were talking about necrophilia, let's kind of move on to a subject that's a little bit more boring and not giggly inducing so I could get through the segment without laughing. Because, again, there will not be a Dr. Dahlia show if I get fired. So I need to do stories that don't make me laugh, which is a real shame. It's a real shame because, you know, that's probably the one. You know, before I went to medical school, before I had the opportunity to go to college because I got a scholarship, otherwise I wouldn't have been able to afford to go, I was going to be hopefully in the Catch a Rising Star circuit that they had back then in the late 80s. And it was music, you sang, and did comedy. But the one thing I could not do in comedy that I was hopefully going to get trained to do was not giggle. You know, in comedy, you really can't laugh at your own jokes. Now, I remember watching Carol Burnett, okay? And yes, I really thought Carol Burnett was funny. And I remember they would giggle in the middle of their skits, okay? And I remember, you know, hearing my mom or my older sister saying they're not supposed to do that. They're not supposed to laugh. You know, that shows lack of professionalism. But I'm like, wait a second, makes it more funny. I didn't realize it was a joke until I heard these people laugh. All right. Well, I start getting prepped for Catch a Rising Star. And they go, you can't be giggling. You know, if the joke is funny, you can't be giggling. You got to kind of do it with a straight face. And one of my agents had me do... I'm going back into memory. Oh, it's Scientology. I guess my agent belonged to the Church of Scientology. That's the same one with John Travolta and Kirstie Alley. And she made me go to this course where you did something called TRs. Now, Kirstie Alley and John Travolta would know what that is. I don't know if the rest of the world does. Where it teaches you how to not laugh. And you have to stare at somebody for hours and stare at somebody for hours. And they made me do this type of training. So I wouldn't just, and imagine me being a 17, 18 year old girl. I mean, I was very giggly. Everything was like, oh, Bo Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard. Oh, you know, everything. I was just giggling all the time. And so it was pretty intense training. I mean, you're talking about, you know, then my parents got sick of it and I get a scholarship to college. And so I went and did that and I didn't continue with any of that training. Not that I was going to further train in the Church of Scientology. They just said this particular class would really, really help up and coming comedians. So I never finished taking the class. Therefore, I never learned how to not do the gigglies. And I apologize because your radio host should talk about Obamacare, should talk about necrophilia, should talk about vitamin D or watercress lettuce with no smirks, giggles, or snorts. So let's move on. Okay, good. Is my apology accepted? Am I going to get fired still? Yeah? Okay, good. Ooh, close one. Okay, all right, so here we go. Here's another excited headline so I don't giggle. Watercress lettuce could boost your workout. Okay. Oh, sorry. Oh, no. Did that make me giggle too? No. Come on. This is supposed to be boring. This is a boring study. Nutrients in the peppery leaves reduce exercise-related damage to DNA. You can't get more boring than this. This is boring. All right. Exercise has many benefits. It leads to higher than usual production of free radicals. Free radicals are extremely boring. Dangerous oxygen molecules that can cause aging, diabetes, and cancer. They say watercress is rich in antioxidant chemicals, and they mop up these free radicals. Okay, very boring study. Sports scientists from Edinburgh Napier University took blood samples from 10 healthy young men and asked them to eat a small bag of watercress a day for 8 weeks. Then they put them on the treadmill, making them run very quickly while gradually increasing the gradient. The men had their blood tested again, and it showed an increase in DNA damage after exercise unless the men ate watercress. If they ate watercress, they had less free radicals, probably had a nice boostier workout, and everybody is happy. Now, they say watercress is a member of the same family as cauliflower. Ugh. Cabbage, yuck. Broccoli, more yuck. Weight for weight. But it contains 10 times as many chemicals. Is watercress lettuce? It looks like lettuce to me. It looks like sprouts. Donovan. Donovan is my research analyst. Although I probably put him to sleep with this story. Is watercress lettuce or sprouts? Oh, he's asleep. I tell you, this is what happens when I don't do funny stories. I guess none of us know, because none of us eat vegetables. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If any of you eat vegetables, please call in and tell us what the heck watercress is. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. And am I allowed to dip it in ranch dressing? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Oh, no, I can see the emails coming. Dr. Dolly, if you went to medical school, you should surely know the different legumes and the different cruciferous vegetables. Well, I don't, okay? I'm sorry. We learned about necrophilia. Okay, all right, let's move on. Move on, different subjects. Okay, this one I like. This one isn't boring, okay? Vitamin D supplements could cut blood pressure as effectively as some drugs. I don't believe it, but, you know, it's a good read. Okay, at least no one's dead in this one. Taking vitamin D supplements, they say, could cut your blood pressure. All right, many people have hypertension, which is high blood pressure, and it makes us doctors a lot of money. Now, apparently they have found that vitamin D deficiency has been linked to high blood pressure. Now, as far as I'm concerned, every single person I run blood work on is either low normal or low, except for one group of people, my golfers. My golfers are the only ones that blow us away with their vitamin D. Why? Well, they're out in the sun. But again, Dr. Dahlia is not allowed to tell you to go out to the sun because you'll get skin cancer. Okay? So we all have to kind of hide in our houses and just pop the vitamin D pills until they have a skin cancer cure. I don't want anybody getting skin cancer. Okay? Just sit in your house and pop the pills. Okay? Pop the vitamin D. I guess that's what you have to do. Anyway, sun exposure, they say, tops up natural value levels more effectively than diet. Of course it does. All right? There's a little bit more to sunlight than vitamin D. Okay? I mean, I'm sure if you analyze sunlight, well, sunlight doesn't give you vitamin D. It helps your skin convert the vitamin D. They say 90% of the body's supply of vitamin D comes from the action of sunlight on the skin. Now, remember, the woman in the beginning of the show that starved herself to death thinking that the sunlight would nourish her obviously didn't realize that living on vitamin D is not going to suffice. So she probably had very good vitamin D in her defense, but she still died. All right, now, okay, so they, okay, so, but now we're talking about vitamin D and blood pressure. So one of your researchers looked at people taking vitamin D, about 75 micrograms. Well, that's kind of small. What is that, what's that in IUs? I'll figure it out. Anyway, they said patients taking vitamin D had a cut in systolic blood pressure of 6.8 millimeters of mercury. So if they were, I guess if their blood pressure was 140, then their blood pressure would be 133.2. And diastolic blood pressure dropped by 1.7. Now, I know the beginning of this story, they said it could replace blood pressure medicine. No, that's not enough to replace blood pressure medicine. All right, but it's cool. I mean, it is cool. You know, there are some people that are just a little too high for my taste. And I just want them maybe 5 points lower. Well, if vitamin D does it, I don't have to add another agent or I don't have to crank up your vitamin or your blood pressure medicine. I could just tell you to take more vitamin D. Again, I don't want anybody taking too much vitamin D because I'm still waiting for more data on kidney consequences. You know, we've seen the vitamin D, too much vitamin D hurt the kidneys. So, we'll take a look. But kind of interesting. I mean, that is kind of a big drop in systolic blood pressure. Okay. And not that boring a story. Don't go away. We'll be back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, that's toll free. You could also email me at drdahlia.com. We've been getting flooded with emails, and thank you so much. It's so exciting. It's just, I am just a little bit behind. So, you know, may take me a week or two, but I promise to try to get back with everybody. If I don't get back to you, re-email, because sometimes the list is so big that I click them and then I think I got to them already. Of course, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H, and follow me on Facebook. Not the regular account, because that's maxed, but the Facebook fan page, which is what I use more than my regular account anyway. The Facebook fan page, I can put up pictures and articles and comments, etc. And, of course, my homework and dissertation on watercress. Okay, let's talk about this gentleman who was recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records for living the longest with a bullet in his head. William Lawless Pace died in his sleep this week in Turlock, California. He was 103 years old. Apparently, he was shot in October 1917 by his older brother when Pace was only 8 years old. His older brother accidentally shot him in the head while playing with their father's 22 caliber rifle. Doctors decided at the time, back in 1917, to leave the bullet alone, thinking brain surgery was too risky. The bullet remained in place for 94 and a half years. Now, apparently, he did have, his mouth was pulled to one side, he had poor use of his right eye, so it kind of, you know, looked a little bit more like a stroke, but he was still able to play sports. He was a catcher in baseball. Well, I'm not sure what he looked like as a child, but they said, you know, when he was older, that's how he looked. Maybe he did have a stroke. Who knows? But anyway, let's see. Okay, they talk about who he was survived by, etc. But, you know, many times, yeah, we do leave in the bullet. I remember the very first time I was a medical student, somebody was shot, and they said, yeah, leave the bullet in there. And I'm like, leave the bullet? We got to take it out. You know, because like in the movies, you always take out bullets. That's just what you do. You operate, you cut. It was kind of boring to be on my surgery rotation and not see the bullet get taken out. But they said sometimes you just leave it in because it could cause more damage. And I do. I have patients every now and then. They go, yeah, I got a bullet in my lung. I have a bullet in my leg. And you can live with it. Now, what does your body do if you have a bullet? Well, it basically corners it off. You know, it sequesters it. It builds up some fibrous tissue around it, some scar tissue around it. So that's how your body likes to protect itself. You know, like when you get a splinter. Many of you, when you get a splinter, it starts to granulate, and then you start to have almost like a wart-like protrusion because your skin likes to wall off foreign bodies, such that the foreign body can't hurt you if it has any sign of infection, etc. By the way, if any of you do get shot and they decide to leave the bullet in, make sure you get a tetanus shot. Sorry, get a tetanus shot because that's not even funny, but I don't know why. I still have the giggles. Darn. Why do I have the giggles? I need to do my show when I'm grumpy. When I'm grumpy, then I'm not giggly. Man. Okay, no, that's why. That's why I don't have my period for another couple weeks. It's probably, you know, my happy week, the estrogen, and I'm giggly. Yeah, you'll know in 2 weeks, I'll be like, bullet, fibrous tissue, move on. Okay, so, yeah, get a tetanus shot if you're ever shot. Okay, now, tetanus shot vaccine. All right, let's talk about this man's birthday present. Okay, a Las Vegas man, Jorge Victorino Vasquez, 32 years old, decided to celebrate his birthday. Now, rather than, you know, going out to dinner, you know, getting some Olive Garden, he decided to hire a hitman to kill his wife. That was, as he said, a gift to himself. He tried to recruit someone who was willing to kill his wife or would sell him a gun so he could kill his wife. Now, apparently he got caught and arrested a few days ago after a week-long undercover investigation. Now, apparently he had asked an acquaintance if he had any leads for a hitman, but the informant turned around and reported him. The informant waited 3 days to tell the police, who then asked him to schedule a meeting to ensnare Vasquez. An undercover officer met Vasquez, right, at a restaurant, where Vasquez detailed his plan. He said he wanted his wife killed because she was cheating on him, took his money, took his vehicles, wouldn't sign papers for him, and always threatened to call INS to have him deported. Okay, well, this will keep him in the country. Anyway, the undercover officer requested $2,000 for the job to be paid in two installments. No, you cannot hire the undercover agent. Come on, people. Leave your wives alone. He asked that the hitman break into his home around midnight at the end of the weekend and beat him up, steal his stuff, and kill his wife. Oh, this is kind of like a perfect murder, right, where they hired Viggo Mortensen. Viggo Mortensen was just too sexy and sweet that he didn't want to do the job and he didn't want to kill Gwyneth Paltrow, you know, because he's such a good man. Anyway, okay, so I guess at a follow-up meeting, Vasquez provided the undercover officer with a photograph of his wife, her name, their address, and a hand-drawn diagram of their home. Boy, this is like that movie, A Perfect Murder. Anyway, throughout the process, the undercover officer offered Vasquez many opportunities to stop his plan, but Vasquez would not back down. He never made any hint that he did not want to follow through, and he said this would be his birthday present, that even though he just met the soon-to-be murderer, that he would be giving him a birthday present by doing this. Okay? So I guess as they were bringing him the money, they detained him. And he didn't get to kill his wife. Scary stuff. Scary stuff. I do remember that I Love Lucy. There was an I Love Lucy episode where she thought Ricky Ricardo wanted to kill her. And Fred said, well, every woman, you know, goes through this where they, you know, he was trying to console Ricky Ricardo. And Fred was saying, well, you know, every woman, you know, goes through this where they think their husband wants to kill him. And usually they're right, you know. But honestly, it's not, you know, if you are afraid that the INS will be called, right, and that's why you want to get rid of your wife, most likely the INS will be involved even after your wife dies. So get a clue. All right. Whew. Okay, let's move on. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, black teenager decided to rob a man, from what I understand, a white man, and beat him. And he beat him pretty badly. But he said the reason why he did this is because of the Trayvon Martin killing. He said that was his excuse. Alton Hayes III said he smashed his 19-year-old victim to a Chicago suburb road after pinning his arms to his side and threatening him with a tea branch. Okay? He had a 15-year-old accomplice, and they screamed at the white boy, beat him up pretty good. I'm taking a look at him right now. But he thinks he's going to get out of this by saying he did it, right, because it was in honor of Trayvon Martin. Right. Apparently, he said, now that's justice for Trayvon. All right. Not going to happen, people. Not going to happen. You're not going to be able to beat up people and then blame it on something else. OK, I know many of you are saddened by Princess Di, right, and her death from a long time ago. But no, you can't beat up a person who maybe is holding a camera and saying that you are doing that to avenge her death. It's not going to happen. All right, you can't do that. Not going to happen. And it's sad. It's just, I hope we don't see more of these types of hate crimes. Absolutely horrible. All right. Finally, to finish this hour, man dies by keg. 26-year-old was killed in a horrific accident when a beer keg exploded and blasted him with metal shrapnel. Ben Harris died from wounds to his head and chest after pumping an empty keg full of air. It was defective, couldn't withstand the pressure, and it blew. Now, many of us have been around kegs. Many of us have used kegs as furniture. They were our nightstands. They were our desks going to school. They were our coffee tables. Unfortunately, with this particular one, it couldn't, I guess, contain the air that was pumped into it and then blew. It obviously was defective. Anyway, they say something failed where it basically blew apart under the pressure and with such force that parts of the keg pushed into his chest and his head. Sad case. All right. Stay away from the kegs, guys. Do your homework. All right. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALIA.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.